For the everlasting name of Almighty Yah, it is a great name and a mighty name. And so as we assemble here in the Bayat of our Abba, we do esteem you mightily for all things. We do call upon you in this hour, in the precious name and the tigva of Yahshua the Lamb. We do pray that you pour out your Ruah in the midst of this Baya tonight, as we gather here for our scripture truth, that we may hear from Hashemiah, that every lamb will be touched, that our emunah, our faith will increase. We shall see the splendor and the excellence of our mighty Abba, Yahweh. And so in the presence of Yahshua the Lamb, we ask you to touch us all tonight, our friends, our true brothers and sisters that are listening on the live internet stream, and those that may hear this broadcast, this message, in some other form. We pray that you will bless them mightily tonight and strengthen them in the inward parts, that the excellence of your truth, Yahshua the Lamb, will shine forth in a mighty way. So we pray that you will barak us all here tonight, that our song will be one of great gilah, joyfulness. There shall be a great gladness that proceeds out of us all. And so barak us all here tonight, and touch our precious brothers and sisters scattered around the world, those that are here, Yah, that need a mighty touch from our Abba. We all do, Yah. We pray for little sister Jayla, Yah. We look to you for all things. Your mighty hand to move mightily and to touch and to bring forth the excellence of your healing power, as you do for little Omega, our young and precious little sister. We ask the questions within our love, the reason and the purpose behind all things. Yet we know that you have the perfect answer, Yah. We will not mistrust you, nor will we doubt you, but we will trust you mightily. For we trust you for your mighty hand to express your mighty power there in Yahshua's name. We ask you, Yah, to touch everyone here that needs your mighty healing. We pray for our brother Dolphus that you touch him in a mighty way, Yah, as he waits with patience upon you. Diligently, Yah, we trust you for your mighty hand. As you do on Brother James, as he will not compromise his emunah, his faith, but he will trust you and wait upon you, Yah. So you move mightily and touch and correct every malnormity in the body and set all things straight, Yah, you can. And touch Sister Roberts' leg, Sister Horn, Sister Dean, Mother Francis, everyone, Yah. We all that need a touch, Sister Dot, Yahweh, we need your hand upon us. We pray you will strengthen us all and heal us all. Heal us in the inward parts above all things. Those that are listening tonight, Pastor Person, his wife, Sister Mary, there in Chicago, Brother David Monning, and all of our friends and our listeners, Brother Jerry and Sister Maria, we do pray that they are able to listen and to hear the broadcast at this time. And those that will join in with us tonight, we pray for every home, and every situation, and every circumstance. We trust you for the mighty power. Touch a little Joy Lindsay, yeah. Her little body. New healing power, new healing strength. We bless you for that measure of faith, for that faith is the hope of Yahshua. that the coming kingdom of our Abba is soon to come. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. And we do trust you for the test. Shua, in Yahshua, Israel cried hallelujah. 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 For your mercies are great, our Abba. We told her you for all things. The precious gift of Yahshua. We do pray that you give your manservant understanding tonight. He may speak with great clarity and understanding unto the vineyard of Israel, the called elect remnant of the house of Israel. And so let each word be with simplicity, easy to understand, easy to digest and to perceive. We ask it in Yahshua's mighty name. And we trust you in the name of Yahshua, our Abba. You should do all things according to your will. If we ask in Yahshua's mighty name, we ask in that name. Give us understanding and clarity tonight. Those that are listening on the live stream, and those that are gathered here in the bayat of our Abba. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, I came to hear Yah tonight. May he bless you as well. Shalom. Yah blesses you. You may be seated. We do bless him for all things and certainly for his great clarity of understanding that he has given unto Israel. Israel consists of the elect of Yah that he has preordained before the foundations of the world and called them, and he elected them by his own choosing and his own discretion. It has nothing to do with one's ethnicity or the complexion of his skin tone or the variation of his color. It has to do with the sovereign choice of Almighty Yahweh. And we that are Israel, we believe him by emunah, faith, because he has given every man the measure of faith to believe the witness of his truth. And that witness of his truth is Yahshua. And every man has that measure truly dispensed unto Israel that they may trust and believe their Abba. What I want to do tonight, I want to, with simplicity, diligence, and a very deliberate manner, I want to teach tonight on the very importance of Pesach and Hag HaMitzvah, Passover, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The scripture calls them the Mikra, or the convocations that we will call them, of Almighty Yahweh. And the word Mikra has more of a pure connotation of the value of what they are to Israel than the word convocation. It is a time whereby the very presence of Almighty Yah is poured out in the midst of Jerusalem. It is a time whereby there is a visitation of Almighty Yah, because it is a memorial unto him. It is in the remembrance of his mighty works, his mighty hand, and the power that he delivered Israel out of the bondage of Mizraim, Egypt, and brought them into his presence so that they may worship him and call upon him by his name. And I want to begin this teaching tonight. I want to have amp time to finish it. And so I want to begin in Shemoth, in the book of Exodus, whereby Yahweh clearly speaks unto Israel, and where he begins or instituted what we call Pesach, or Passover, Pesach. He instituted Pesach unto Israel with a great sign and a great feat, as he brought them out of great bondage. Now that is what the passing over of the house of Israel in this spiritual metaphor today, that we move from this natural carnal mindset unto one that is full of life and spiritual life in Yahshua. So we have passed from the carnal things and the things that produce death in our physical being unto the things that bring the life and the power of Almighty Yahweh to resurrected hope. Yahshua is that resurrection or the resurrected hope. And scripture says in Shemoth in Exodus 12, chapter 12, verse 1, it says, and Yahweh spoke to Moshe and to Aaron. He spoke to them now in the land of Misraim in Egypt, saying, this month shall be to you the beginning of the month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Now we know that the first month of Abib, we're talking about the year of Yahweh. We're not talking about the Gregorian or this false pagan month or time frame. We're talking about the time set of Almighty Yah. He says in this month, it will begin the new year of Almighty Yahweh. It will begin the beginning of the month. And that is significant. And the month is based upon the slither or the new moon that we see in Yah's time. Not in the time of man. And it governs the mikra of Yahweh, the convocations, the mo'adim, the feast days, is what the moon governs. He has set the pattern for his Shabbat. And these are Shabbatons unto Yahweh. They're times of rest, but they're times of great memorial. So Yahweh spoke unto Moshe and Aaron concerning this time and this period of time that he had instituted. It was not instituted by man, but it was instituted by Almighty Yahweh. He says, speak to all the congregation of Israel, not some, but all Israel, you speak to them. He says, in the 10th day of this month, you shall take to yourselves, every man, a lamb, according to the house of their avat, a lamb for a bayat. Now, HaMashiach is this lamb for each bayat or each bayat that we as the spiritual house of Almighty Yahweh, and we are spiritual houses of bayat of Almighty Yah. We are a spiritual bayat whereby the spiritual laws and the spiritual truths of Yahweh dwell in us. So you take everyone according to their own home, a lamb for their own house. He said, and if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his bayat take it according to the number of the souls or the beings of that house. Every man according to his needs shall make your count for the lamb. And he says here, your lamb shall be without blemish. It cannot have any spots or any irregularities. It must be one that is pure. It cannot have any spots in the flesh. It cannot be intermingled with some other goat or some other form of life, but it has to be one that is spotless. It must be a male of the first year. You shall take it out of from your sheep or from the goat. Now, this is very interesting here. He must be a male of the first year. We know that HaMashiach is the firstborn of the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. He is the Lamb of Yah. He was sent forth without spot or blemish that he may cleanse us and wash us as he is the Passover for Israel from every iniquitous and abominable way that we have been given over unto. So it must be a lamb without spot, without blemish, without any kind of sinfulness or sin nature. And it must be a male of the first year. HaMashiach is the begotten of Almighty Yah. He is the firstborn of Yah, of the Ruah. He is the firstborn of the living word of Almighty Yahweh. He is the life of the first life of the word of Yah. Now, Kepha, Peter says here in 1 Peter 1 and 8, concerning this lamb, this one without spot and blemish, he says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, he says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. We were not purchased. We were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. And from your futile spiritual conduct received by tradition from your avant. What he is saying here, we were not purchased. We were not redeemed by carnal things. We were not redeemed by the ritualism of our forefathers. But he tells us how we will redeem in the next verse. He said, but with the precious blood of Hamashiach, listen now, as a lamb without blemish. He was sound. He was whole. He was unimpaired. He had no blemishes. He was innocent and he was full of the integrity of Almighty Yah. He had the integrity because he is a living word of Yah. And we were redeemed by that one without blemish, without spot, without any kind of imperfection, because he is the perfect Lamb of Almighty Yahweh. It would be a tremendous burden today if we all had to go and find a lamb for each household and to prepare it according to the purpose and the will of Almighty Yah. And he knew the dispensation of time because he has created and ordained all time. And so he brought this first fruit of his bosom, this pure offering, whereby nothing could impair that offering or cause it to be altered. Powers of hell and all of their onslaught against HaMashiach cannot remove him from the place where Yah has ordained him to be, nor can they destroy the validity of the power of this Lamb without blemish, without spot, without any kind of sin, for he is the fullness of Yahweh's integrity. Now that is what these acts prelude to, as he began to speak unto Moshe and Aharon concerning the Pishach, or the passing over. As he passed over the death Melechim, passed over Israel, it was to make sure that the blood was upon the doorposts of the homes, and the death angel would pass over. And so it is today, that the death angel or the death Melechim has no power to destroy us, because we have been redeemed not by or with corruptible things as silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Yahshua. And that blood is without spot. It is without blemish. It has no blemish in it at all. And he says, and without spot. It has no moral stain, no defects in it at all. And that was the purpose of that male lamb. He had to be of the firstling. And believe me, those sheep herders, they knew the ones that were the firstborn of each herd. They knew that because they understood the ritualness of the purpose of these male lambs. And it was all in conjunction with the mighty works of Yah to come in Yahshua. And these were like metaphors of this powerful expression of Almighty Yahweh. Yahshua had no blemishes at all in him. And there were no spots at all. And so he has redeemed us, made us free. He has broken the shackles of sin and the bondage of darkness that we were bound under. We were caught up in this powerful seduction of Egypt, Mizraim, the sin activities, and the Quran that says, damn, the blood of HaMashiach is the power of Yah to cleanse us. We have emunah, faith to believe it. We must have faith to believe it, brothers and sisters. It is nothing of some kind of physical acts, even though there are physical acts involved. As Brother Allen brought out to us, let us keep this feast time, this Pesach, without the leaven of the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Herodians. And he told us and explained to us what that was. Hypocrisy. It was falsehood. It was not a sincere endeavor unto Almighty Yahweh. So this is the time that we began to reflect. We began to search our love. That is what the memorial is for, that we search our intents our motives, our purpose, and see whether it has been ordained of Almighty Yahweh. Is it structured by the Torah? Or is it structured by our own hypocrisy and our own ignorance? So it must be based upon Torah, line upon line, and the precepts of Almighty Yahweh. And we must find it in the Book of Covenant, which is Scripture, and we find it in the Old Covenant, and we find the power and the life of it in the Renewed Covenant, because HaMashiach has given us the power of that life of Scripture. So as this Lamb was without spot and blemish, and the death Melechim did not destroy those that were covered by this blood, so is HaMashiach, the first fruit of Yah, from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. He is the begotten of Almighty Yahweh, and we have been redeemed by that blood. And that is the Passover, or the Pesach, or the power of our protection, our deliverance, and our wholesomeness, our integrity. It is the blood of Yahshua. And it must be applied. And we, by faith, we know that the blood of HaMashiach is applied, because our sins, we have no guilt complexion of sin. And even when there is a transgression, we know that the blood is ample to cleanse us from every vile thought of sin that transgresses the Torah of Almighty Yah. We don't have to continue to bring the blood offerings. We don't have to continue to bring the offerings of wheat and flour, and those offerings, but we have one offering. An offer up for once, the sacrifice of Yahweh that has redeemed us and brought us into the presence of Almighty Yahweh. We must understand that even in this Pesach, it brought Israel into the presence of Yah, that He moved mightily on their behalf. He did a mighty work on their behalf. And so that memorial was simply not just for them, but it's for us in our time as well. It has not been done away with. The acts of it, they are just important then as they are today. And they are very vital to our growth and our walk, because we do it by faith, brothers and sisters. We don't do it as the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We don't do it as the Herodians. We do it by faith, by the measure that He has put in us to believe the very witness and the truth of Yahshua. And if we don't have that, then we are not redeemed. We have nothing at all. So this institution of Pesach and Hagmasah, it was not done by man, but it was spoken by the mouth of Almighty Yahweh. He instructed Israel to do it. Shemoth, back to Shemoth, Exodus 12 and 6. Now you follow me, because I'm going to interject things from the Old and the Renewed Covenant. I'm going to vasculate between both of those writings. It is one writing, but I want to show us the ruah of the spiritual life that we find in the covenant that HaMashiach established by the blood that had not been tainted or spotted. But it is the pure blood of Almighty Yah. Back to Shemoth 12:6. He says, "And you shall keep it until the 14th day. You shall keep the lamb until the 14th day." We know at the beginning of Yah's new year began the 20th of what we call in the Gregorian month of March. And you count 14 days from that time, it began Pesach. Brother Allen brought out, and then you count 49 days plus one. And then it brings us to the Feast of Weeks, which is Pentecost. And so he said, on the 14th day, this lamb that you have butchered on the 10th day, it shall be brought to the 14th day, hallelujah, of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall butcher it or kill it in the evening. Yahweh says, as He gives them the instruction how the sacrifice must be performed, so it was with HaMashiach. The Scripture tells us that they intended to destroy Him before Pesach. It was the will of Yah. He was brought unto that day and that time, that lamb. He did not stay on the cross until the next day, because on the stake until the next day, because it could not have been. And would have broken the Torah of Yah if he had stayed over there overnight. So when they went to see if he was alive, to break his legs, as the prophet went forth, there was no bones broken in him. It could not be. And I will show us that in Scripture. I don't want to get ahead. I want to take my time with this, alright? Hallelujah. Drop down to the 15th verse of the same chapter. He gives us instructions. What is required and what we must do, brothers and sisters. These are not the instructions of Moshe, but this is what Yah instructs. He says, 7 days shall you eat unleavened. The bread cannot be leavened. 7 days, there shall be no leaven. Unleavened, even the first day, you shall put away hamah, leaven, out of your bayam, your bayet. For whosoever eat leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh, he said, the soul shall be cut off from Israel. He shall be destroyed. We cannot, as Shaul speaks in Corinthians, there are many sickly among you, because of the sin, because of this leaven, they have corrupted themselves. They don't take heed to the things of Almighty Yahweh. They have no fear of Yahweh. So you must, as Yah says, you search your body at your homes for the leaven, for those things that corrupt you, for the things that defile your ways. And there are many things that we allow to defile our thoughts, our mind, our corrupt attitudes, that has a great offense against Yahweh, and we hold fast to these things. And he said, in this period of time, you must search your body of every form of leaven, every form of corrupt thing, everything that corrupts you, that alters your mind away from Almighty Yahweh. You must search your life for those things. You must do an intense introspective search of your own life to make sure that there is no leaven or sin that prevents you from walking into the presence of Almighty Yah. They were brought into the presence of Yahweh. When the Malach passed over that house, the presence of Yahweh was there because they did it by faith with obedience unto Almighty Yah, because they were instructed to do it. And as he instructs us, brothers and sisters, we must do with faithfulness and obedience. He said that the leaven must be removed from your homes. You must search your homes for the leaven. You must search every nook and cranny of your heart. The things that you were seduced by, you fell prey to, your own seduction, your own lies and your own corruption. He said you must search your heart for that. Your own rebelliousness and your own defile ways. You must search your life for that. And then when you find it, you curse that by the root, cast it out, and you cleanse yourself from all filthiness of your flesh and your ruah. You cleanse yourself. And you began to perfect the righteous, the Siddiqah law of Yah, the Torah in your heart. You must do it that way. This is a time of searching one's heart, searching one's true purpose. See if you are sincere with Yah, or you keep these feasts with the same leaven as the Pharisees and the scribes. You're full of hypocrisy and falsehood, not truly brotherly kindness or tenderness or how about the love of Yah? But it's just an action, it's just a deed, it's just something you perform in some ritual way. It cannot be that way. It has to be an act of faith. The Munah of Yah. It must be that way. He said, make sure that you don't eat anything that is leavened. And these are acts of faith that we do it. It may seem minuscule, but it's not, brothers and sisters. We do it by faith because in doing that, it calls us to guard ourselves. It calls us to guard our minds. And what we allow in our physical being is what we allow in our spiritual being. So that is an act of really guarding the bayit of Yahweh to make sure that it is not infiltrated by foreign spirits and things that Yah does not intend to be there. So we must search our bayits, our homes for the leaven and for those things that are offensive unto Almighty Yahweh. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's a physical thing. So is baptism in the water. It's a physical thing as well. It's an act. But it's an act of faith as well, brothers and sisters. So Yah has not put anything there that is difficult for us to do. This is not a difficult thing to do. It is just the resistance of flesh and the leaven of flesh of the Pharisees and the scribes, the hypocrisy that causes us not to move in Yah's direction and that prevents us from moving into the fullness of that authority. We must obey Him. So He spoke unto Israel. Look at what Shaul says in Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 5:8. We'll go back to Shemoth. So you keep your hand there on Shemoth 12. He says in 1 Corinthians 5:8. He says, therefore let us keep the Moed, the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So we must be sincere in the applications of Yahweh. We must be sincere as to what He commands us to do. And it has to be done with truth, brothers and sisters. It has to be done by the governing of the Torah of Yah. And we must be governed by Yahweh's Torah. And so the Peshach of Yahweh is not just this act of what we call communion. It's more to it than that. At one time in the past, Yah, He winked at our ignorance. And now He called us all everywhere to repent. And to acknowledge our ignorance, and then when truth is revealed, we must have a sincere appetite to obey what truth says. So let us not keep the Peshach of Yah, this Passover, with the leaven of the Pharisees, and the scribes, not with this hypocrisy, not with this falsehood, but let us be sincere. Let us go into this with a sincere mindset, with our hearts sincere, that Yah will take us beyond this level and take us to the higher level that He intends to bring us. He did that with Israel, didn't He? He brought them out with a mighty hand. He brought them into a place, a wide place where they could worship Him and bless Him, and they regressed back to the old leaven. They went back to the old ways of the flesh, and they began to sin. They began to destroy the witness of His power that He had expressed in the midst of them. So the Peshach of Yah, it is very vital. It is very important unto us. It is a time and a memorial unto Him to remember the very wonderful words of Almighty Yah. It is a time of consecration. It is a convocation unto Yah. A time of introspective. A time to examine our love and to examine Him. To prove Him right. Because everything He does is right. He has proven Himself unto us. Do we believe in the redemptive power of the blood of Yahshua? He has proven Himself unto us. Do we have faith in the works that Yah did in that lamb without spot and blemish? Was He not the integrity of Almighty Yahweh? So we cannot negate that, brothers and sisters. It is of great value. It has great importance unto us. And you must search your life of the leaven, of the old corrupt things that continue to corrupt you. That's why many among us, we are sickly in our understanding of Almighty Yahweh. And many are dead. They're spiritually dead. They have no energy or life of HaMashiach in them. Whereby there's a love for the things of Yahweh. So they have no power of His life. And the power of His life is the truth. Yahshua is the truth of Almighty Yahweh. He is Yah's truth. So let us not keep the feast with the old leaven. With the leaven of malice, this wickedness, this corruption that we maintain from day to day. The things that you have not let go of. The same corrupt things your mouth speak. Full of lies, sedition. It is a vile, wicked propensity or desire. So let us cleanse ourselves from these corrupt things. And you have the power to cleanse yourself from all of this filthiness of your flesh and all of this filthiness of your Ruach. You have the power to do it in Yahshua. If the blood is applied by faith, you have the power to cleanse yourself from it. So we must begin, as we draw near to this time, begin to search our love, to cleanse ourselves, and to wash ourselves by the full of soap, Yeshua. He is the fullness of the power of Almighty Yahweh. We can bathe in the living water, the word of Yah, Yeshua, the living word of Almighty Yahweh. And that man of HaMashiach, there is no malice, no guile, no corruption there at all. So you must have that mind of Yeshua. And that mind is without any form of leaven there is. We know that just a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. Just a little. It doesn't take much, just a little. Just a little lie destroys the integrity. If HaMashiach had come with just a little small infraction or a lie, he would have destroyed the integrity of the word of Almighty Yahweh. It would have not had any relevance or any power at all. So just a little leaven. If you do not search yourself, your heart, your mind, for that thing that always stunt you and prevent you from moving into the excellence. And the excellence of the word of Yah is that there's an action by faith that is performed in that one. And others see the action or the fruit of that faith that comes out of that one. What is obedient unto Yah, what is faithful, what adheres to what He commands them. So just a little rebelliousness, it causes the spirit of witchcraft to overtake one. Just a little transgressing of the Torah causes one to be defiled and filthy. So just a little leavened leaveth the whole lump. It makes the whole purpose. That is what the scribes and the Pharisees did. They justified their own corruption and their own little traditions of their avat. They justified that. And Yahweh has given us a new and a living way. He has given us a living way in Yeshua. Back to Shemoth 12:16. It says, And in the first day, there shall be a mikra or a kodash convocation. And in the seventh day, there shall be a mikra, a kodash convocation to you. No matter, Yah means what He says, no matter of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done by you. He is simply saying that on the first and the last day, you cannot do any servile work. You cannot go out there and try to do any work for your own purpose. The only thing He wants you to do on that day is just simply eat. And gather in Jerusalem, because that is what Israel did. They went to Jerusalem, and I will show us in Scripture, they will go there once a year. These were the times that they had to meet. And it was Pesach, Hag Mitzvah, and also in Tabernacle, Shavuot. They had to meet those times. And every male had to go to Jerusalem at that time to meet. And so we meet in Jerusalem. We meet in HaMashiach, because He is the place that we have our life and our being in Yeshua. That's what we have it today. We move, we live in Yeshua. So that's where we have our action and all of our being in Yeshua. Listen to this. I want you to turn quickly to the Midbar, Numbers chapter 9, verse 1. Now we must understand this is Yah speaking here. This is not man. This is Yahweh. Numbers 9 and 1. And Yahweh spoke unto Moshe in the wilderness in Sinai, and in the first month of Abib, and in the second year. Now they had gone out of Mizarim. This is the second year. He spoke unto them in the second year after they had come out of the land of Mizraim, Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel keep Pesach at his appointed time or season. He said, let every child of Israel keep this Moedim, this Moed, this feast at his appointed time. Now this is Yah speaking. He said, on the 14th day in this month, Now we will come to the 14th day on Monday evening in Yah's month of Abib, in this month at evening. That's what he says. Does it say that in the text? He did not say in the morning, but at evening, you shall keep it in its his appointed time, according to some of the rites of it. See, now that we can't deny, brothers and sisters. He said, according to all. And we have to do it the way he said. If he had just said, according to the rites, but he said, according to all the rites. We have to search our homes, we have to search our lives for the leaven. He said, we have to do it according to all the rites of it. And according to all the judgment or the ceremonies of it, shall you keep it. That's why we must beware of the leaven of the scribes and the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. We cannot do it with a motive that is not sincerely based upon Yah's instruction. Now, we may do things because we're ignorant. We may do things because we are unlearned. But if a man desires to know, then Yah will bring that to fruition. We delight ourselves in the purpose of Yahweh. He will bring that understanding to us, brothers and sisters. So we have to must do it according to all the rites that Yah has dictated for Yisrael to perform it. And there's a right and there's a way that we perform the Pesach of Yahweh. And it must be done that way. And we can look to HaMashiach and see the pattern that has been laid out in its fullness. And it has been laid out, brothers and sisters. So we must be aware. We must be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees. We must be aware of the leaven of the scribes that want to alter things, of the Herodians. They want to alter things according to their Ava, their fathers, according to traditions, according to their ways. It has to be done according to all the rites that Yah has dictated unto us. He said, according to not some, brothers and sisters. He said, but according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies of the judgments, the mishpatim of it, shall you keep it. Now look at what Shaul says. Now back to 1 Corinthians 5:7. Now we're going to move between the different parts of the book. Alright? And Shaul says in 1 Corinthians 5:7, he tells us, purge you out therefore the old leaven. Cleanse it. Now, is he talking to us to purge that out? He tells us to purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. As you are unleavened, for even HaMashiach, our what? He is our Pesach, is sacrifice for us. Now he is our Pesach, is he not? And so the rites of Pesach, if we see how HaMashiach did it, then we must follow the prescribed method of Yahshua the Lamb. He is our Pesach sacrifice for us. He is a lamb without spot or blemish sacrifice unto us. And he had to follow it precisely as to the right of Almighty Yah. Now what the Pharisees did, they were inject their own traditions in it. They will put their own say-so in it. The same kind of attitude or the Pharisaic mindset. You take the Baptist hierarchy and they interject their own little words in it. You take the Methodists and they add their part. You take the Pentecostals, they put their part. You take the Apostolic, they put their part. So everyone, after their own Pharisaic mindset, they interject their own little rites and their own little rituals. And Yah said, it must be done according to the rites of what I have ordained and what I have instructed Israel. And if we look to our Pesach, he is the offering for us on that stick, Yahshua, and the rites of it, he fulfilled them precisely. And we must do it the same way he did it. We cannot do it according to traditions, or we've been taught, even though it was in ignorance, we were sincere, but we must do it according to the rites, the offering, our lamb, our Pesach, our Passover for us, Yahshua, we must do it that way. We can't keep it with the old leaven, brothers and sisters. We can't keep it with the old traditions that we learned from the Pentecostal ways. We can't keep it with the old traditions we learned from the Baptist ways. We can't keep it with the leaven that we learned from the Methodist ways, or mama's ways, or daddy's ways. It must be kept with the rites that were ordained by Yah, because Yahshua is the living word of Yah, and in that living word were the fullness of those rites. And he could not alter that. Was he without spot and blemish? He had no spots, did he? He had no blemishes. He was the integrity of the word of Yah. He is the integrity of Yahweh. And without that living word, Yahweh has no integrity. He has none. His rights means nothing. They have no value. HaMashiach is the true witness. He is the true witness of Yah. He is the witness. The word is the life and the witness of Yah. The Ruah, the Spirit, has given us the power of that true witness of who Yahshua is. You can't say you have the Ruah of Yah and say you know Yahshua. And say you don't know Yahshua is not a part of it. It can't be. So HaMashiach is our Passover. Toda Yah for that. We're not out here looking for the first male. We had to separate them when they were born. You would always have to separate them. And what the scribes and those that had the wealth or had the control of that, they were gouging the people. That's why we're not redeemed with the corruptible thing, the silver and gold. And people would have to take their silver and gold and buy this lamb for their homes. And they would be abused and misused. Yah says, I will satisfy that. I will satisfy that. I will offer up the lamb perfect, without spot, blemish, without any kind of infractions at all. And he shall be the Peshach for Israel. And you that are Israel, you that are the true seed of Israel, then we want to keep it and preserve it with all the rites that Yah has ordained. Hallelujah. And they should not be a burden upon any of us. So we began with searching our leaven for the leaven, our homes, for those things that are offensive unto Yah. You have things in your home that offend Yah. You get it out. I don't care what it is. Get what it is. When it offends Yah, when it denounces the power of His truth, you get it out. Set it on fire. Burn it. Throw it out. I was talking to a brother today. I want to just interject this. He called me. And I said to him, I said, brother, I said, first of all, I said, you smoke those cigarettes. Stop. I said, because it is the power of the powers that be. I said, when Moshe offered up an offering unto Yah, with Elijah, did he not do it with fire? And that's what the enemy has done. Every time you set the fire to that thing, you offer up an offering unto that demonic or that spiritual power that control your mind. That's what it's doing. Every offering was offered by the fire. And Shatan knows what it takes. And I said, every time you light that thing, you're presenting an offering unto the powers that be signified it by the lighting of the fire. And so HaMashiach has been that offering that was put to the fire of the test. I bless Yah for that. We will not have made or passed the test, but He did. Without spot, without blemish. And the most important factor, there was no guile in Him. No filthiness. So they couldn't make Him say anything that wasn't there. If we said anything that we said wasn't there, it's because we have leaven. There's leaven there. And so we cannot keep this mikrah with the old leaven. We must begin to purge ourselves. We must begin to cleanse ourselves. As we draw near to the 10th day, because the 14th day is the day of great offering unto Yah. Then you can truly lift your hands with a sweet offering and a sacrifice of Torah, great praise unto Yah, because you know that there is no leaven there. Yah has not given us an instruction or responsibility that is unachievable. He knows that we can do it if we are willing, as Deacon Horn brought that out to us, if we are willing and obedient that we shall eat the tov of the land. There should be more than enough to supply of if there's a willingness to obey Yah. So we must have the willingness, brothers and sisters. We must keep the Peshach with all of its rights, with all of its stipulations. No, we don't have to buy a lamb because Yahshua is our lamb sacrifice for us. And I bless Yahweh for that. You had the Herodians and the scribes, the Pharisees, said you got to offer it this way. You got to slit the throat this way. You have to drain the blood this way. And all these complications and all of this foolishness, it began to cause people to lose heart. Yah gave us simple rights how to do it. They're not complicated, brothers and sisters. It is not something that requires you climbing Mount Everest. It is just an act of emunah, faith,
obeying Him and doing what He said, and you'll begin to see the power of Yah manifested in us. You saw it in HaMashiach, because on the third day He was able to get up, because He obeyed Him in all things. He did all things to please Almighty Yah. And so let us not keep this feast with this unleavened. Let us purge ourselves. So that is what the rite of purging your home, because you're purging your bayat. You're looking for those things. You know what you how you transgressed on this past year, yeah? You know the lies and the corruption, the sin you've done willfully. You know that, brothers and sisters. Don't kid yourself. Just be honest and straightforward, Yahweh, that we do not maintain these corrupt things. We have to identify them. You have to know what has to be restored. You know the breach that you've broken. You know what kind of spirit you allow to enter into your mind and to remove you away from the Ahava Yah. You know what has caused you to be removed away from His Word. So we must cleanse the lump. Cleanse that thing that impedes us, that stops us from pressing on into the place of worship and praising our Abba for the mighty works and the power of Yahshua. Blessing our HaMashiach, our Passover. He is our Peshach without spot or blemish. No sin at all. None. And this Peshach is not kept with the tradition of our kinsmen, but is kept by the rites of Almighty Yahweh. Well, Pastor Roberts, what did HaMashiach, did his earthly parents do that? I want to begin at Matitiah, Matthew, chapter 26. I want to read a few verses here. So I'm going to move expeditiously because I want to finish this tonight. I will have this printed up in the form of a little booklet. And you can have all these scriptures and you go back and you study them. I wanted to have that done tonight. I didn't have time. But we will have it done for Shabbat. You can have a copy. Now don't take it if you're not going to use it. I want you to study. I want you to digest what scripture says. That you will understand the rites of Yah. We want to perform the rites of Yahweh. He has given us a rite of baptism, hasn't He? Is that vital? Sure it is. He baptized Israel in the Red Sea unto the baptism of Moshe to say that he is a Nabi, and not only that, but he is a HaMashiach. He is your deliverance. And that is what he was. So we're baptized under HaMashiach. That's why he said, you go into all nations teaching, baptizing them. Let them know that it is the power of Yahweh. And whereby he has sent forth the son Yahshua, you can't deny me. And if you have the power of the Ruah, and you baptize them in that authority. He meant that. It is Yah that sent him, and he gave me the power and the fullness of Yah. Yahshua did. You can't deny the fullness of Yah's work. You may want to, but you can't do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says in Matitiah 26 verse 18, now this is HaMashiach as he talks to Shulishim. He says, 26:18, he said, go you into the city to such a man, as a particular man, and say to him, the master, the rabbi, says, look at HaMashiach now. He says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Peshach at your house with my disciples. Now that's what it says. Did it not say, I will keep the Peshach? Does it say that? I will keep the Passover. Now, in order for HaMashiach to know how to keep the Passover, he must know the rites of it. We must know the rites of it. And he had to go back to Torah to understand the rites of it. We have to, brothers and sisters. I don't care how we fell, Yah, in the past. And we all have failed. I know I have. We've come short of honoring Him or the honor that He has bestowed upon us. We all have. Let us not keep the Peshach of Yah with this false hypocrisy of the Pharisees. Let us acknowledge our ways. Let us acknowledge our failures. Let us acknowledge where we have come short. Hallelujah. That's why HaMashiach is our paycheck. The work is done. It is finished. The only thing we do is do it by emunah, by faith. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah. That's all it takes, the faith. That's why he's given you that measure to do just that. He said, I want to keep this mikra. I want to keep the Passover with my Tamilian, my disciples. And the disciples did as Yahshua had appointed them, and they made ready. So you got to make ready for Pesach. And they made ready the Pesach. They made ready for the Pesach, the Passover of Yah. Did they not, in the rite that Yah gave to Israel, did they not make ready for the Pesach? Did he not tell them the day to get the lamb to prepare it? Has he not prepared the lamb for us? Has not Yah done that? Do we not see the correlation of the rites in the lamb and the Torah with the lamb of today? So he said, I want to keep Pesach. You go to a certain man and tell him he has a place there. I want to use it. And that's why we're going to keep Pesach. We will keep the Pesach and the Bayit and the place that Yah has ordained, whereby he has put his name. And we will keep it according to the rites of Yah. If we do what is right in his presence, according to his rites, then we will begin to see the flourishing of his power and his blessing among us. It has to be, brothers and sisters. We have been ignorant in the past. We've done things because we're ignorant. But now he calls the brightness of HaMashiach and the purpose of his beauty to shine in a greater manner. Why? Because we're getting closer and closer to that day. And the more he calls us in the shine, then the greater that beauty is. That's nothing like the beauty of Yahshua. His beauty is beyond expressive superlatives. So let us keep the Pesach with the rites that Yah has ordained. And in order for us to understand the rites, I must go to the Torah. And I must show us from the Torah how to keep it. And we must keep it according to Torah, brothers and sisters. I don't care how we've kept it in the past. I don't care what we've done. And over the years, we're learning a little here, we learn a little there. And I will tell you, next year we will learn more. And the year after that, we will learn more. If HaMashiach tarry, each year you're going to learn more. Hallelujah. That's why we must be reminded of it and continue to perform it. We have to. I'm blessed of Yah that he can simply teach me. I want to be taught. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at this in Luke 2 and 41. Now, was he raised keeping Pesach? It says here in Luke chapter 2, verse 41. Do you all have that? It says here, now his earthly or his parents went to Jerusalem once every 10 years. How often? For the feast of what? Pesach. They went every year, brothers and sisters. Every year they went to Jerusalem. It was a time that men had to come into Jerusalem. And every year they went to Jerusalem to keep the Pesach. And we know the details of this account, don't we? On the way back after Hag Mitzvah, HaMashiach, he entered into their little corrupt places there. And he began to deal with the leaders, the scribes, and the Pharisees. And they didn't realize that he had gotten away from them. And they turn around and find him. So every year they went to Jerusalem to keep Pesach. Every year, brothers and sisters, it is a memorial unto Yah. It causes us to bring back the memory and to celebrate what Yah has done. The world celebrates everything, doesn't it? They celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. They do more for that than they do for Yah. They will plan an anniversary party for 2 months, lining up the guests, lining up the menu. They will save for a year to make sure that it is something that is spectacular. Will they not? And Yah has given us something that is beyond expression. Something that is so spectacular. They will do things like that, and everything has to be done according to right. We got to have this music plan. You got to do everything on key. Everything has to be on time. Everything has to be in a sequential order. Don't mess up, because if you mess up, then it throws off the whole continuity of the program. So we mess up the right that Yah has given us according to what He has commanded for us to perform. Then we throw everything. We throw what they call a nut wrench in the midst of it. We throw everything out of balance. So we have to do it according to His rights. And HaMashiach gives us the pattern according to the rights how it must be done. And that is how we must do it. It's not David Roberts' way. Your way has to be done according to Yah's instructions. And the only thing we do is go to the book, Torah, and find it. So Scripture says that every year his parents, they took him to Jerusalem for this great gathering. The 22nd chapter of Lucas, in verse 2, then came the day of Hagnisvah, unleavened bread, when the Peshach must be killed. And he sent Gephar and Yochanan, saying, go prepare us the Peshach, that we may eat. Now they did eat, brothers and sisters. He says, now go prepare the Peshach for the sitah, the meal, that we must eat. And he did eat. Before the other rites, the washing of the feet, the communion, if we would use that expression. And they did it all by faith. So they had what we call the sitah, the meal, the Peshach meal, that they sat down. And they understood the very beauty, what Yahweh had done in this great deliverance of Israel. What Pastor Roberts does, they take all that. Can I ask you a question? If someone, for their parents, have their 50th anniversary gathering, they will have certain kinds of invitations printed. They will spend an enormous amount of money on that, will they not? They will make sure that everyone is seated in their proper place, will they not? You just don't walk in there because you've known them a couple of years and take the front seat on the dais with them. Everyone has a proper place. Everyone has a position. So is the rights of Yah's Moedim. When we keep the Moed of Yah, the feast day of Yah, we must do it according to His right. And HaMashiach gives us a pattern. Is He not our example? Consider HaMashiach, whom is our example, unless we get weary in our minds and we faint. So He is our example. And what He did, then it is right for us to do what He did. And let's do it the same way that HaMashiach did it. And so they prepared a place for the Seder, where they ate. And after they finished eating, you know the story how it goes, or the chronicle of that. He took a towel and he girded himself. And he washed their feet. And that's a part of the rite. People don't do it today. It shows the humbleness of even Almighty Yahweh in His express word, that we're nothing but clay things, and yet He's mindful of us. Yet His thought is upon man. Yet He's put value in us. Sure He has. He's put the integrity of His word in us. It's greater than any value. It's greater than any silver or gold. Sure it is. Hallelujah. Turn back to Shemoth, Exodus 34. There were ordinances in regard to Peshach and respecting Peshach. And as I said, I'm going to vacillate between the old and the new. I want to get this done tonight. I believe I'll have time. Shemoth 34, verse 25. In order for us to understand the rites, we must go to the Torah. We must. It says in verse 25, Shemoth 34, 25. You shall not offer up the dam or the blood of my sacrifice with hatsmet, leaven. You cannot do it with leaven. Neither shall the sacrifice of the feast moed of the Passover be left until the morning. Now do you understand that? We cannot offer up this offering unto Yahweh with hameth, leaven in us. Let us first purge out the old leaven. We must purge ourselves from our old corrupt ways and ways that have never produced anything. And we must, that we may be a new lump with unleavened. HaMashiach is our Peshach or our sacrifice for us. We cannot keep the Peshach of Yah with the leaven of the scribes or the Pharisees and the Herodians. We cannot. We must be a new lump. We must be renewed in the mind or the spirit of our mind. We are new creatures. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We are not the same. We're not the same from last Peshach to now. We learned things from last Peshach, and we are learning things again on this Peshach as we prepare to make ready. It's one thing that people would always do, and they still do it today. They would have what we call spring cleaning. You'd always clean the house for spring. The fresh air began to billow, and the fragrance of the flowers. I believe today, because we have so many hybrid things today, we have the allergies and all of that. That's what causes that today, really. The pollens in the air and the bees, they're pollinating between just the natural species of Almighty Yahweh. Just creating this dysfunctional environment. That's all it's doing, brothers and sisters. That's all. That's just it. Period. 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 Man is corrupt in everything he does. So we cannot keep this Peshach with the old leaven. We cannot. We must be a new lump. Because HaMashiach must be real. He must be real to us. And the rites of Yahweh that He requires us to do, they are not something that is mundane and burden. They don't yoke you down whereby you can't, you don't have the liberty to worship Him. So what He commands us to do, it doesn't destroy our liberty. It enhances it. It gives us a great strength, brothers and sisters. That's what it brings unto us. It doesn't break us. It renews us and causes great strength to flourish in us. Whereby we can abound in Yahshua. And I like that. I like that. He said there shall be nothing left in the morning. Nothing left now. You cannot keep the lamb. Listen now. When the lamb was destroyed at Eve, you cannot, when you began to eat, you cannot keep nothing till the next day. Now look at this, brothers and sisters, in Yochanan, John chapter 19. John 19, verse 31. Now we understand the chronicle of this sequence. He was there on the stake, and they came to make sure that he was dead. It says here in Yochanan 19:31, the Yahudim, therefore, because it was the preparation, because it was the preparation of the Peshach, that the body should not remain upon the stake on the Shabbat day. It cannot be left there overnight. It could not. For the Shabbat was a high Shabbat. They besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. And when they came to HaMashiach, he was already deceased. Couldn't break his leg. He was already dead. And so the Peshach could not be left overnight. We know what happened. When Yah began to rain the quail and gave them the melach bread that came down from Hashemayim, those that gathered more and tried to hide it, there was a stench there, wasn't it? When they arose in the next morning, there was a stench of their vile nature, their corrupt nature. Yah is more than able to take care of us. And the dam of Yahshua, the blood, is more than enough to cleanse us. Now we just have emunah, we have faith in that, brothers and sisters. You don't have to try to figure it out, it's already done. You don't have to try to figure out how it's done. You can't take your natural mind and reason or conclude with some reason how it's done. It's done by faith. It's done by our confidence in Yahweh. That is how it is done. It's done that way. So HaMashiach was not left there on that stake for the next day. Because if he had been left there, he would have not fulfilled the plan of Yah. And then corruption would have set in. 3 days to 3 nights he was in the belly of the earth, was he not? But there was nothing corrupt in him. His body was not, it did not begin to rot or to decay. The canker was not there to eat his body. Because he is the living word of Yah. And the canker, that's why we store up our riches in the Hashemayim. Whereby the canker worm and whereby the moth doesn't eat it and defile it. And so it couldn't be in the body of HaMashiach. It could not be. So he was not left there overnight. And so the lamb or the Peshach cannot be left overnight. It's consumed. And the Cedar, as we sat down before our bar. And not only that, it's the time that our lev is searched diligently. That Yah will present this occasion to Yisrael. And we can sit in his presence. And I believe that, and I truly believe it, we come in the name of Yahshua the Lamb. In that name. Then Yah, he is in the midst of us. We gather in that name. Because in that name we come to make reverence with great fear unto the one, the great one, the Abba, that has sent the mighty one, the Redeemer of Israel, the Yahshak, to break every shackle from off of us. So we have a mighty hope, brothers and sisters. So we will keep the Peshach of Yah without the leaven of ritualism and all form of things. But we will keep it in the renewed way that Yah has ordained by the rites of his scripture. Back to Exodus, Shemot 12, verse 48. He tells us here now, this is what he says. And when a stranger shall sojourn with you and keep the Peshach of Yahweh, let all of the males be circumcised. And let him come near and keep it, and he shall be one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. Now let us turn to Romans chapter 2, verse 28. Now that doesn't negate, I'm going to read something here, but that doesn't negate because of the circumcision of Yah, even by hand. It was one thing that we saw in the 30s and 40s that Shaitan knew that Israel, of every ethnicity, he saw the hand of Yah, and he knew who was Israel. And there were things that were not done because the enemy, he is a crafty beast. Hallelujah. And so even these rites that Yah says, they're just rites of faith. And we do them by faith. They're not negated because it has not been done. But they're still right, brothers and sisters. It's still right. Look at what Shaul says in Romans 2:28. He says, for he is not a Yehuda or Yahadim, which is what outwardly. Neither is that circumcision which is outwardly in the flesh. But he is a Yahudim or Yahuda, which is one inwardly. And the circumcision is that of the lev in the ruah, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but unto Yahweh. He was saying here that the circumcision, or the cutting back of the foreskin, or the true seed of Israel, it is not because you outwardly say you are Yahdim, say you are true seed of Israel, because you have the physical indications of that, but it is one that has been done by the very power of the word of Yah, which is sharp and powerful as a two-edged sword, whereby a man, his heart has been circumcised, his desire is pure, and listen now, and he keeps the rights of Yah, and he does it by faith. It doesn't negate it, brothers and sisters. It is their right to do it. Hallelujah. And so we find it this time, brothers and sisters, we find it, that even that is one thing that the medical science is finding out today. That even the circumcision, even in Africa, that age is rapid. And those that have the circumcision, those that you know, as far as AIDS and the diseases, because a man, he has what we call foreskin, and it's different than a woman, and there are bacteria and all kinds of diseases that incubate there when that is not removed. So it is in the level of man. When his heart is not cut, when the foreskin of his corrupt heart is not removed by the word of Yah, sharp is powerful than any two-edged sword. And it must cut back the foreskin of his heart. And everything must be revealed in his heart. You cannot keep the Peshach of Yah with this leaven or with this foreskin of corruption whereby every kind of vile, filthy thing is hiding itself. But the foreskin must be moved. It must be removed. It has to be taken out of the way. It has to be cleaned up. It must be. And that was a plan by Shaitan that he began, especially in this nation, above all nations, that he began to circumvent even this procedure of the removing of the foreskin. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's a physical act. So is baptism and the other rites of Yah. So are they too. So is it. We must go back to the rites of Yah and see what he says.
This is not David Roberts. It is what the word of Yah says. Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor Roberts, David said, let everything that have breath praise Yah. That's a physical act too, isn't it? He said, I would that men everywhere lift up clean hands, kodash hands unto Yah. That's physical too, isn't it? But it has great implications. It is of great power. And we do it by emunah, by faith. So Yah gives us the right. He gives us the procedures of doing things according to Torah. And HaMashiach did not break any of this. He did not, brothers and sisters. We have been ignorant in many applications. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so what Yah has done, he says, I will bring forth a light in Israel. And that light shall not be David Roberts, not Deacon Horn, not Deacon Bitter, not Elder Martin, not Brother Jane, not Brother Charles, but it shall be Yahshua the Lamb. He shall be the light of the excellence of the word of Yah. Hallelujah. And if we don't have the power of HaMashiach in us, we don't have the excellence of the word of Yah in us. That's why we will falter, we will regress, we will digress, we'll remove ourselves from what He commanded us to do. We will find it so difficult, so hard to do. No, it's not. It's just a walk of emunah, of faith. We do it by faith. We do it because He commands us to do it. And our love for Him is greater than what this thing presents unto us. And the things that He asks us or He commands us in His rights, they're not things that we got to go out here and try to move Mount Everest. We don't have to swim the Red Sea. He tells us His rights and how to use the power of His Spirit in the midst. And because we haven't done that, we've been ignorant. We haven't done it in the fullness that He's commanded us. Because we've had a little additive of the Pharisees, our own self-righteousness, our own unwillingness. That's what we have done. So Shaul says here, he said, when a man, when he has that true foreskin removed, the circumcision of his heart, the circumcision of his foreskin, he will obey Yah, and there's a great delight in doing what Yahweh says. He loves doing what Yahweh says. Because we have this fat growth around our hearts, it is the corrupt stench of flesh that then captivate or encase our heart. Then we find it difficult to do what Yahweh commands us. We find it difficult to follow the rights of Yah. But we must do what He tells us to do, precisely according to what He says, according to His command. And that is so, brothers and sisters. Isn't it a physical act that a woman should not put on the things which pertain to a man? Should she wear pants or slacks like a man? No, she should not. Should a man wear the garments of a... That's Torah too, isn't it? So what Yah said, it hasn't changed. It has not changed. We've just been ignorant. Hallelujah. I have never been apologetic when I said I'm ignorant. And I will always say that. Because I'm ignorant of many things, so are you. Only one that is full of pride cannot say that. I'm ignorant of many things. Hallelujah. Woe unto that one that thinks he or she knows everything. There are many that call me and say, Pastor Robert, I got a question. I say, brother, sister, I don't know if I can answer it now. Oh, I know you can answer. I say, well, you got more confidence in me than I got in me. Because I don't have that. And that's the truth. Woe unto the man that thinks he's wise. In his own conceit, he thinks he has something. He's a mess. You don't want to mess with him. What a man literally thinks he's wise. No, man. I can do things in the strength of Yahshua. And that is the strength that dwells in me. And that is the living witness and the power of HaMashiach that dwells in me. Of our own strength, we have no power, Brother Dale. You can't do a thing. So I will not boast. I will boast in HaMashiach. I will not boast in myself. I make my boast in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.